This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said it is clear that voters in the United States are still frustrated despite a better-than-expected showing by Democrats in a few states after the election Tuesday. Biden kicked off some good news. The pandemic no longer controls American lives. Historic investments are leading companies to create tens of thousands of good jobs. Unemployment is down, and Biden said all this has happened while the government is lowering the federal deficit. Of the final vote results, while many races are still being tallied, Biden called it a moving target right now. Russia's defense minister said Wednesday that Moscow's troops were retreating from the key southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, although Ukrainian officials expressed skepticism that a full withdrawal was underway from the lone regional capital Russia had captured since the invasion last February. Although such a withdrawal would be a major setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Biden would not say Wednesday whether this would prompt Kyiv to negotiate with Moscow. Recapturing Kherson could allow Ukraine, to win back lost territory in the Zaporizhia region and other southern areas, including Crimea, which Russia illegally seized in 2014. A Russian retreat is almost certain to raise domestic pressure on the Kremlin to escalate the conflict. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hurricane Nicole is pounding the U.S. state of Florida's eastern coast with heavy rain at this hour and strong winds after battering the Bahamas much earlier. No matter where it eventually makes landfall, the storm will bring hurricane conditions to many central Florida beaches and hurricane gusts to areas inland. President Biden spoke Wednesday that he hopes Russian President Vladimir Putin will be more willing to negotiate the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner now that the U.S. midterm elections are over. Biden's comments came after Griner's lawyers revealed that she had been sent to a penal colony to serve her sentence for drug possession. U.S. officials have for months tried to negotiate the release of Griner and another American jailed in Russia, Paul Whelan, but there have been no overt signs of progress. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, announcing Wednesday plans to cut more than 11,000 employees, or about 13% of its workforce. The company announcement comes as it battles soaring costs and a weak advertising market. The mass layoffs are the first for Meta in its 18-year history. The company also plans to cut spending and extend its hiring freeze through the first quarter. Meta follows thousands of job cuts at other major tech companies, including Elon Musk-owned Twitter and Microsoft. The presidents of South Africa and Kenya said they have resolved a long-standing visa dispute, and Kenyans will be able to visit South Africa visa-free for the first time up to 90 days in a calendar year. The new agreement is set to take effect on January 1st. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was in Kenya on his first official visit to the country. He said the two countries agree on the need to establish peace and stability on the continent and ending conflicts within and between states, citing the conflicts greatly retard progress in addressing important social and economic issues. And Romania announcing that the United States will provide funding worth more than $3 billion for the construction of two new nuclear reactors in the Eastern European country. The project is expected to start next year. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.